Good morning. It's 36 degrees, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, we are certainly excited to have in studio a very special young lady, a veteran of the Air Force, and continuing to serve in helping other veterans find job and employment. Welcome into Palmetto Mornings, Linda Burke. How are you?
I'm just fine, and thank you so much for having me this morning. This is the icing on the cake for our virtual job fair that we're promoting right now.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, your virtual job fair, which is honoring our veterans. However, it's open to everybody.
Yes, please, and we want everybody to know that because we do have our veterans job fairs, and I don't want people to think it's just for veterans, but it is a priority of service from 9 to 10. It's veterans only, and then from 10 to 1, it will be open to the public.
So when we talk about like a veterans job fair, a couple questions. So it's just open for veterans who are looking for employment, and or are these companies looking to hire veterans?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
From the 9 to 10, it will be open to the veterans, and they have the priority service, and we have, you know, they can download their resumes, and the booths will be set up. But from 10 to 1, it is open to the public. So we're promoting it with all our partners across the area, and this is statewide, but we do have a lot of employers that are on board with us here in this area.
And we should say, Linda, you are with the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce.
Yes, I'm the Veterans Business Consultant for the state South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, yes.
All right, well, this is going to take place tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 24th, again, 9 to 10. It's just set aside for veterans looking for employment. Then 10 to 1, it's open up to everyone.
Yes, correct.
What kind of jobs are we talking about, and are these companies actually hiring?
Yes, every company is hiring. They have posted their jobs in their booths. They've set their booths up with their logo, their profiles, just like a regular job fair. They'll have their jobs listed. We have them on our state site also, so they'll be able to go in there and just kind of chat, and the employers can follow up. We use Premier, and they can follow up with them afterwards. No one will go without being talked to and touched, so with, you know, with the resume.
This is a virtual job fair. That's a little confusing. It's a new way of doing it. I remember it wasn't that long ago that we talked about the location that you would go, and it just made sense for everybody because you know how to stand in a line. Mm-hmm. You know how to go to a table. You know how to have a conversation, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to virtual, what about someone that needs a job that doesn't have a computer?
We have sent out partners. We have partners across the area, and they have their clients, and they help them. They may have their computers in their offices, or we have them they can use in our offices, and they can also touch base with. So we have some clients that are setting up like pathways. They'll have computers for their partners to come in.
Okay. So, Linda, what is the best phone number to give? I know it's hard when folks are listening to the radio, but the good thing is that they can go back and listen to this at WRHI.com. So what's the best phone number to give in case folks want the link to register? It's a very long link to register, but if they've got that and they've got other questions, what's the best phone number?
It is. Okay. It's Linda Burke, and you can call 803-313-7385 or 803-287-5930. That's the best number.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Well, it sounds to me like that's a number where you can get the web, the click, the where to go portal that will take you there. But it's also, will they talk to a real person? Will they be able to have a conversation when they call this number in case they don't have a computer and need to be connected with someone that is offering the partnership to provide one?
Yes. Call that number. We will make sure that they have talking to someone. We have a booth set up those days, you know, they go in, and it's kind of neat. It's, you know, times have changed. Times are different. We had a job fair of the Carolinas, North and South, in November. Then we had a drive-through here in Rock Hill last year when they just drove through over 200 people and got their packets and jobs. So they can talk to someone because we've got a booth set up for troubleshooting for employers and for job seekers. We had a training session for employers to do the virtual booth, how to do it. Most of them are comfortable with the format, but some were not. So now we're, and we also have a job seekers workshop that they can kind of click on, and it shows you how to work the virtual job fair.
That's fantastic.
Roughly how many companies will be looking for employment?
We have over 70 plus now. Goodness. I know there's more than that now because we get updated every day. And then we have several in this area, you know, that are hiring in this area, and they do have job openings like Emporium, and we have several companies, Allied Universal, hiring for the hospitals for security footprints. We have several companies in our area.
Do you track the percentage of those that attend the job fair that get jobs and employment results from?
We track everything.
Yeah,
success rate. If they're a veteran, if they're, you know, we track everything for them. And then we do follow up, especially with this format we're using, the Premier. You can bring reports up afterwards and get everybody that signed in, everybody that viewed, the resumes. It's
so you can continue to help those that maybe are not quite ready to get their dream job. As long as there's a relationship and there's communication, and you are that liaison between companies and talent.
Yes, that's my main goal, is getting the word out to all our companies, new, you know, and companies that have been here for a while. It's a changing time with HRs, so it's like starting over. It's a vicious circle. It's a good vicious circle.
Yeah, but it's so good to know that you're there, because a lot of times we hear about job openings, but then you talk to people, and they're like, there are no jobs. Where are all the jobs? The jobs are there. You just have to show up and figure it out, and this is a great first step.
It is, and they, you know, we have offices. I work in Rochester and Lancaster, so our office is over there on, you know, Anderson Road in the BTC building. And then we have one in Rock Hill, and we have a virtual career coach that goes around in like in Chester, and it's multi-million-dollar. It has 10 computers. It's just like a traveling office.
And there's no cost to this.
No.
How about that?
Oh,
right.
For
here.
Employers,
South Carolina.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a virtual job fair. It's called Honoring Our Veterans. The first hour, 9 to 10 tomorrow, Wednesday the 24th, will be a time set aside just for veterans looking for employment. 10 to 1, it opens up to everyone looking for employment, whether you're a veteran or not. Mm-hmm. And these are not just veteran-specific jobs, though we know the benefits of hiring a veteran. 70-plus companies are looking for hard-working employees. So if this is something that's tugging at your heartstrings, or just life has dealt you that hand and you just don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, it can come as soon as tomorrow. Do your research and homework today. Brush up on your resume, your interview skills, your clothing, and then be ready to rock and roll tomorrow. Right, Linda?
Yes. Any questions, please just give me a call. We'll give them to the right person, help them, you know, get. And we have a little training for the job seekers also. They can get on there and watch it.
Fantastic.
So much help for these folks, and it's just remarkable. It really is. So Linda Burke, again, is with the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce. The job fair is tomorrow from 9 to 10 for veterans, 10 to 1 for everyone else, February the 24th. Linda, we're lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your service as well.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.